Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we will discuss Mikhail Bakhtin. Okay, Mikhail Bakhtin. His dates are between 1895 to 1975. And he was basically a Russian literary theorist and a philosopher of language whose wide-ranging ideas significantly influenced Western thinking in cultural history, linguistics, literary theory as well as aesthetics. Now he graduated from the University of St. Petersburg in 1918. And if you remember little bit of history, in 1917, there was the Russian Revolution. The Bolsheviks came to power, or let's say the communists in Russia came to power. And during that time, after the coming of the Bolsheviks or the communists in Russia, there was censorship. You know, even writers like Bakhtin faced a lot of censorship. And because of fear of being caught, what Bakhtin did was that, you know, whenever he published his critical theories, he published it under the names of some of his friends. So he didn't publish many of his writings under his own name because of fear of censorship. At that time, Stalin was in power in Russia. But despite taking all these precautions, ultimately Bakhtin was caught and he was exiled. And some of the important works of Mikhail Bakhtin are The Formal Method in Literary Scholarship. Okay, this is the first important work. The Formal Method in Literary Scholarship. This was published in 1928. And this is basically an attack on the formalists' view of history. Okay. Next important work was called Marxism and the Philosophy of Language. Okay, Marxism and the Philosophy of Language, which was published in 1929. But Bakhtin is not famous so much for his early works as he is for his later works. Especially the work called Problems of Dostoevsky's Poetics. Okay, Problems of Dostoevsky's Poetics. And this was published in 1929. And it is considered one of the finest critical works on Dostoevsky. And in this book, Bakhtin expresses his belief in a mutual relation between meaning and context. Okay, meaning and context involving the author, the work and the reader. Each constantly affecting and influencing the others. And the whole influenced by existing political and social forces. And this work called Problems of Dostoevsky's Poetics, or sometimes it is also called Problems of Dostoevsky's Art. Okay? In this, he also praises Dostoevsky for inventing the polyphonic novel. Okay, polyphonic novel. And Bakhtin uses this term, means the polyphonic novel, not simply to indicate multiple voices in the novel, but also to characterize the relationship between the characters and the narrator. And according to Bakhtin, what is distinctive about Dostoevsky's fiction is that the characters are given voices in their own right and granted as much authority as the narrator. Okay? Now, simple language mein samajhne ke liye is tarike se samjho that of course in a particular literary work, suppose it is a novel, there are going to be different characters and all the characters are more likely to be different. They are going to express different points of view. But it happens that in particular novels, in let's say most novels, the author himself has a particular spokesperson in the form of a character. And that character's opinions are going to be considered paramount. Okay? But in the works of Dostoevsky, what happens is, it is not only the protagonist whose arguments are considered to be valid, but the arguments of other characters, the different arguments of other characters, are also given due importance. Okay, so if the argument is, let's say, XYZ, then another argument, ABC, will be given importance. It's not that the author is going to dismiss all other different arguments. Okay, so that is an example of a polyphonic novel. Okay, and this is what Mikhail Bakhtin praises in the novels of Dostoevsky. And a further version of this dialogism is Bakhtin's attention to popular rather than learned sources through his ideas on carnival or carnivalesque. Okay, so Bakhtin has given these different words or coined these different words. One is the polyphony or polyphonic novel. Second is carnivalesque or carnivalesque. And Bakhtin further developed his theory of polyphony or dialogics in his work called The Dialogic Imagination. Okay, The Dialogic Imagination, in which he says that rather than being static, language evolves, okay, language itself evolves dynamically and is affected by and affects the culture that produces and uses it. Okay? Language evolves dynamically and is affected by and affects the culture that produces and uses it. So, Bakhtin's discussions of language stress that all utterances are socially situated. And this work, The Dialogic Imagination, was published in 1981. So, in other words, Bakhtin describes language as a rich dialogue of voices, each permeated with its own ideology and culture. Okay? And in this dynamic account, the unity of national languages such as Russian is intersected by a multiplicity of other languages such as dialect, jargon and generational differences. Okay? For example, in India, there is no national language, though many people think in India that Hindi is a national language, but Hindi is not. But suppose if Hindi were the national language of India, according to Bakhtin's discussions, language itself is a rich dialogue of voices. Matlab, Hindi itself has been affected by other vernacular languages. Theek hai? Ek broad point of view to ye nikal ke aata hai. If we just consider the example of Hindi rather than Russian, of course, Bakhtin talks about the Russian language. Theek hai? That it is intersected by a multiplicity of other languages such as dialect, jargon and generational differences. Theek hai? And Bakhtin calls this diversity heteroglossia. Okay, heteroglossia. A term which signals the social conflict over values built into all speech. Okay, a term which signals the social conflict over values built into all speech. And according to Bakhtin, the novel exploits this linguistic dynamism, replicating the social tensions between the elite and the popular within the apparent unity of a national language. And see, Bakhtin's theories are important because they offer a way of discussing the novel in social terms, as a space where differing views of the world collide and conflict. So, from an exam point of view, you should remember the important works of Mikhail Bakhtin. One is The Dialogic Imagination, which came out in 1981. Second, Problems of Dostoevsky's Art or Poetics, which came out in 1929. And one more important work by him is Rabelais and His World. Okay, Rabelais and His World, which came out in 1965. And who is Rabelais? Now, Francois Rabelais is a French writer, okay, a French Renaissance writer as well as a humanist. And he is primarily known as a writer of satire. Okay, so Mikhail Bakhtin has written this work, Rabelais and His World. And in addition, you should understand what is the meaning of heteroglossia, theek hai? Uske baad, what is the meaning of carnivalesque? What is the meaning of polyphony? And in what context he talks about dialogism, theek hai? So these are the aspects that you should focus on while reading Mikhail Bakhtin.